The struggling economy, healthcare funding, and public safety issues were hot topics at last night's town hall meeting. Offshore drilling is a controversial topic in Tallahassee, and Ambler noted the state is a long way from reaching a consensus.
Our most valuable resource in Florida are our beaches. Many of our beaches have made the top 10 list of beaches in the world. Tourism is our number one industry, and so we're going to be sure not to do anything that's going to jeopardize our number one industry.
The state is facing a $3 billion revenue shortfall, and the legislature meets beginning March 1st to decide the budget.
If you divide that by general revenue portion of our budget, which is the only part we can cut. We can't cut federal matches and trust funds. It's about a 15% reduction. But that's only if you spread the butter all the way across the entire loaf. And you can't do that in the appropriations process.
And he said that spending cutbacks will have to be less like wielding an axe and more like strategic surgery to make sure that critical funding remains intact.
But we're going to have some very serious fights in Tallahassee this session. And Health and Human Service and public safety and access to the courts are going to be right at the forefront.
WMNF asked Ambler about his plan to create jobs in Florida, and he mentioned his success in bringing a Hollywood production company to the state.
Digital Domain. They won the Academy Award for special effects in, or visual effects, I should say, in Benjamin Button. They put out Transformers 1 and 2 this year. They were nominated for 3 Academy Awards, which will be coming up here and announced shortly. The idea is that we got to use all of our resources, and in my case, I used my experience to know how to navigate through the economic incentive system to bring a new company here. And that's going to create upwards of 6,000 jobs for the state with an economic impact of $484 million.
Lee Vaughn was one of several Carrollwood residents who voiced concerns about cell phone tower sites that have been built adjacent to schools within residential neighborhoods. Vaughn is concerned with the potential decrease in his property value, since the towers have been built so close to his home. He said that Stacy Frank of Collier Enterprises II, a lobbyist for cell phone companies, once designed the setbacks for the towers.
It was 1 foot distance from a property line for every 4 feet of tower height. So that's a 25% ratio, so they call that a 25% offset. In the case of our home, this 160-foot tower, 143 feet from our home, they could have actually moved it. It's 73 feet from the property line. They could have moved it another 33 feet closer to our home and got it approved to sit so that it would crush most of our home.
The company plans to build hundreds of towers. Vaughn also worries about the potentially adverse public health effects from the radio waves.
We've got studies from around the globe that prove that there are ill health effects, especially on smaller children, because their bodies are still filled with more fluid and in a developmental state, and because of the size of the wavelength, it has more of an impact on the smaller children are more impacted by those cell tower emanations.
Ambler said that the community should stand up to the developer and say, not in my backyard.
I think that I could easily make a case that it's a public safety issue. Mm-hmm. So I'm the chair of public safety and domestic security. So just opening up a hearing to discuss the topic and how this affects communities around the entire state to get that dialogue going. Maybe there is a state solution, but I think it starts with finding an outlet to make the public at large more aware of it. Until it comes to someone's own backyard, people don't seem to get motivated. But then when it's there, it's too late.
Right.
So
right.
I think that your story is compelling. You just need to help us have a little time to find an outlet for you so that we can raise the social consciousness and maybe even find some solutions that we haven't thought of here tonight.
After 8 years in the Florida House, Ambler is term limited out and plans to run for the Florida Senate. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.